And now the Scarab Sandcast is proud to present Scarab Game Reviews! Reviews of games found in the Scarab Game Library.
Hi guys, this is John.
And Ruby.
We just got through playing The Ravens of Thrasahashri.
That's a bit of a tongue twister. Woo! By Osprey Games. It's a two-player game for ages 14 and up. And it says it takes 45 minutes, but plan for at least 2 hours, especially if you're new to the game. It takes a bit of reading the rules to really understand it.
Correct.
Trapped in the prison of her own mind, Ren has only one chance at survival. Her psychic friend, Feth, must reach her into her unconsciousness to help guide her home. In this cooperative card game, one player controls the deck of memories, while the other can communicate only through the placement of cards. Only by working together can they save Ren before the ravens come to feast on her heartbreak and devour her memories whole.
So it's a cooperative game for the two players. Mm-hmm. It's cards, so you're playing down cards in a very interesting card placement.
Yes, which can be a little tricky. So let's start out with the good about the game.
Okay.
It's very pretty. It has really nice quality box and cards.
And it's got some very good descriptive, it's got a nice little story that kind of goes with it, too.
Right. Also, it just that cooperative concept is really neat. And I think also the fact that you aren't allowed to communicate strategy at all between each other is really kind of cool.
Correct. You have to really deduce what it is that you need to play based off of what each other are actually playing
on their cards.
Right.
The bad. The opening up the rule book, because it's a small, it's oversized cards, and that's the boxes are just a little bit bigger. When John opened up the booklet, he's like, holy crap, this is intimidating.
It's very intimidating at first because there's a lot of just text in there and charts to show you how the cards are supposed to be placed.
And the other thing that I think makes it a little bad and a little intimidating is it appears the translation is kind of bad in places, so the rules are kind of hard to understand. From what I can tell, there's an original Japanese version of the game, too. So there's some weird sentence structure for English speakers.
Right, and there's a couple places where instead of having the word heart, they put the word head, which at first kind of threw me off because I was trying to figure out, what's the head in this game?
And finally, after rereading the booklet like twice, we decided to go online and find some gameplay rules. And you need to be careful when you do that because one guy gives you how to play it off of the Japanese version, which the rules are slightly different apparently, versus the English version that's done by Osprey Games. So if you do go and watch the YouTube videos, just be sure that you find the actual English version. And it will be pretty obvious when the guy starts explaining it. The box looks totally different. They replace the white cards in the Japanese version are gold in the English version.
Yeah. So this the complexity of setting up the game and actually figuring out how you're supposed to play it is a bit of a barrier to entry. But once you get into it, game, you start picking up on it. The strategies start forming. It's a very enjoyable game at that point, and you can actually kind of see the way the story is unfolding as Feth is trying to rebuild the memories of Ren.
Right. And I gotta say, I played Ren through it. We played it twice because we miserably failed the first time. And don't be disheartened, this is a super, super, super tough game. It is very hard to do. And I think our second time playtime through, we kind of messed up the final dream, but...
But we didn't realize that
until then. We didn't realize it till after.
So something kind of neat about this game, I guess this is where we can kind of jump into.
The other things?
Yeah. So some other things about this game. First off, it is really tough.
Very tough.
But oh my gosh.
There are so many more ways to fail than there are to win.
Yeah, but the I don't know, the catharsis that you kind of go through when you get to the end, you just let out a huge sigh of relief once you do get to the end.
One way or the other. Yeah. And sitting here watching John, he was just like agonizing over, do I just draw one more card or not? Or do I play this one card or am I playing too many?
So it's kind of like if you've ever played Mysterium, it's that look that the guy on the other side of the GM screen has when he's trying to figure out what cards to give you to play the clues. That's what I saw on Ruby's end as she was playing Ren. So the other neat thing about this game, is there are three sealed cards,
envelopes,
that have cards in them in the box, and they're labeled 1, 2, and 3.
And you're not supposed to look at them
right,
at all.
Right. Once you successfully complete the last dream on that first game,
mm-hmm.
it says you can open up the first envelope, and when you do, I'm not going to spoil anything.
Yeah.
It gives you more of the story, and it tells you here's new rules for playing it. The second time.
Yeah.
And once you complete it the second time, you open up
the second envelope.
It adds even more rules and more to the story.
Yeah.
And then you get a nice little surprise with that third envelope. Yeah. Not going to spoil it. You got to play it and experience it. This is truly a game that you experience.
Yeah. So this one is a little bit longer review because it's such an interesting game. And it did take a while to read and learn and play. A couple suggestions. Find someone that has played it to just if you want to try it out and sit down with them.
Right.
You could find John and I. I think this is going to be one of these games that we lug around to different conventions as well. So this is one of the games we actually got from Origins that we picked up from our sponsor, from Osprey. When I saw it in the bag, because I was doing the inventory, I was really interested because it's an anime-looking game, and I was like, ooh, I bet the art's really pretty. Reading the back, I was like, ooh, that sounds interesting, cooperative game. And John and I were always looking for two-player games anyway. So this was a real gem.
Correct. It was very enjoyable. I had a lot of fun playing it with Ruby. So
after you get through learning the rules,
right.
I was kind of bored and a little bit mentally cussing John for not figuring it out faster. But That's not his problem. You know, I was very good. I didn't do it out loud.
Yeah. So, again, the Ravens of Three Sahasri, which apparently means a trillion stars.
Buddhist thing.
Yep.